This court has to be proactive in trying to determine where they can cut over the next couple, this year and the next couple of years, without significantly impacting our delivery of service. I think what the court did this year was painful. I probably lost a couple of friends over it, because I have, there's some constables and deputy constables that I consider friends, at least up until now. I still consider them friends. They may not consider me a friend, but the fact is, I think this court took the appropriate action. If we did not do something this year, I think the court, either next year or the year after, is going to have to face a situation that will make this look like a picnic. And I think the more proactive this court is this year and next year, the more likely it is to head off a disaster in 3 years or four if the economy does not make a complete turnaround. And I just want to make sure the people in this room and the public understand that fact. It's going to be painful, but it's going to be a disaster if this court does not take a proactive stance and try to identify places where money can be saved without making significant impacts on public service. And I think that what we did this year is in light of that line of reasoning. Thank you, Judge.
Judge, I want to have a word before you close out. Commissioner Domain, Commissioner Honor, you both said some true things. But I'm a still a basic guy when it comes down. Basic government, essential functions of government is what we should fund first. And there are several functions of governments being funded that I question why the court didn't look at before we made some of the moves we made. Those things are critical. And yes, we're going to have to make some tough decisions in the years to come. But we also have to make some tough decisions on this court to make sure that we hold different departments to those things. For example, and not picking on you because I think I can say your name, in purchasing. When we do contracts, we're going to have to start doing what we mandate from the plants. We ask them to do some things, and that is hire locally, buy locally. We have to start doing the same thing here. Are we cynical? And I don't want to be cynical. We have to start tying those contracts that we can to make sure that local people are working and those tax dollars are rolling over in our community is going on. We have to do that. Those are some of those things that we, as a court, has to start leaning towards and not talking about, but leaning toward. Our local unions are a very important part of. Our local employees are very important part. Our local small businesses are very important part of the total picture and economy to Jefferson County. Thank you for your time, and God bless this court, and God bless Jefferson County.
And the United States of America. Anything else? Okay, County Auditor, Item A. Consider an approved budget transfer for Precinct 4 Road and Bridge, $5,200. Item B, regular county bills, check number 344366 through check number 344634. Is there a motion on those?
Second.
Motion, second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering. Item A, receive and file bond release to Denbury Green Pipeline Texas LLC for damages far from the completion of pipeline permit 10-P-09 on 13 road crossings in precinct 2, 3, and 4. Payment has been received in the amount of $36,035.78 from the U.S. Pipeline, Inc. on behalf of Denbury Green Pipeline. Is there a motion on that? Have a motion, second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it.
Judge, can I double check? Did we get a vote on item E under commissioners? Did you have that, Carolyn?
Oh, wait a minute.
I didn't know if we had a vote on. I know they motioned in second, but did they call
did
for
it? Did we actually? Well, that ain't gonna work. Item E, Under County Commissioners, consider and ratify the property tax increase reflected in the adopted budget. The items required by House Bill 31950. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. Was that one no?
It wasn't an increase. Explain it to him, Pat.
He did.
I think he thought it was.
That's what got us off base.
Yeah, it's not the increase.
So that's not.
No.
This is required language by this House bill that you have to put it in there.
Swung that vote.
I just want to be consistent.
It's unanimous, far. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Good question, Mr.